down for you and give you your very own strategic independence plan all the way through retirement.
That sounds fantastic. Coach, don't miss out on this one. 888-702-6932. Call 888-702-6932. You can also text the word VEGAS to 600-700. Text VEGAS to 600-700.
Investment advisory services provided by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered investment advisor.
The latest news is shocking. In Washington, the CDC has finally admitted that people who have received the COVID-19 vaccinations are now COVID spreaders. This is crazy. They know it doesn't protect us, and their data proves the vaccines have already killed 12,000 Americans. This means that Comrade Biden, Wuhan researcher Fauci, and Commissar Sisolak are the reckless con artists boldly using Soviet-style disinformation tactics. Listen, I know COVID is serious, but now's the time to speak out, because Commissar Sisolak doesn't like refuseniks. Today, the mask is back. Tomorrow, he'll be forcing vaccinations on you, your children, even your grandchildren, unless we stop him. I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. I will fight for the freedoms of all Nevadans. Join me at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for. You better not try.
I just absolutely love it. The fact is, we have seen just in the last few months a huge amount of people that are quitting their jobs. They're just packing up and leaving. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this story, and this is incredible. The numbers of people, they're just walking away from work.
Yeah, the so-called quit rate right now, the share of workers who voluntarily leave their jobs, not pushed out like John Gruden or others, it hit a new record high of 3% of the workforce in September of 2021, according to the data available from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. And the highest sector was leisure and hospitality. 6.5% of the workers in that sector quit their jobs just in September alone. And I got to believe, Kevin, it's got to be vaccine-related, at least partially, if not maybe the majority of that.
And that's right here. That's here in Nevada. That's the Strip. That's casinos.
Right. Exactly. And they say companies are starting to feel the effects because, as you well know, I mean, it's hard to find a good employee when times are good, let alone when people would rather just sit on the sidelines and say, hey, I'm not taking that jab, so you're not going to hire me because I'm not going to apply.
Well, and so what happens is companies, they say, well, we'll give you a signing bonus. And so they do the signing bonus, and they stay for 6 months, and then they say, I'm done, I'm out of here, and they're gone.
Tricky.
It's just very weird. More from gentleman Jim Dallas coming up in just a bit. Also, Scott Hammond is a state senator from Nevada District 18. We'll hear from him because the special session came and went 4-plus days, and it was not pleasant if you're a Republican, and the Democrats got all they wanted. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 2:31, as we check out our traffic cams at this hour, there's a little bit of congestion as you try to work your way through the airport tunnel. That southbound Paradise at Russell. Also, remember that road work takes place tonight beginning at 8 p.m. on Nellis in both directions. That's between Tropicana and Craig. Still heavy volumes on the southern beltway as we speak. 215 westbound at Valley Verde, 215 east at Green Valley. There's a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder. That's eastbound Timberland Parkway after Buffalo. And the bumper-to-bumper conditions continue both directions on Interstate 515. That's into and through the downtown Spaghetti Bowl between Main Street and Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. UNLV basketball, they stay perfect as they're able to eke out a 64-62 win against North Dakota State on Monday night. Royce Hamm Jr., 17 rebounds. That was the most in his career. Bryce Hamilton leads the way from a scoring perspective with 17 points. Donovan Williams, 15. Jordan McCabe, 13. UNLV will now participate in the Roman main event at T-Mobile Arena coming up on Friday and Sunday. They'll face off against Michigan on Friday, and then on Sunday, they will either play Arizona or Wichita State. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Okay, ladies, we all know one of the greatest feelings in the world when you get together with a friend and she says,
"Girl, those pants look amazing on you."
But even though I'm happy dancing inside, I just play it cool and say, "Thanks, they're Skechers Go Walk Wear pants." And why do I always get compliments on these casual, athletic, stretchy pants? Because whether I'm hanging with friends or working out, nothing beats the fit, comfort, and versatility of Skechers Go Walk Wear. They're made with comfortable Go Flex fabric that has compression and hold, including a double compression waistband. What's that mean? It gives me curves in all the right places and minimizes the spots where I want a little help. And the versatility is incredible. Go Walk Wear pants have four pockets, two back and two side. Plus, they're machine washable and come in extended sizes, so everyone can look great in these pants. Easy care, easy wear, and made to fit every body. That's the Skechers Go Walk Wear line of pants. Find yours at Skechers.com, a Skechers store, and find retailers everywhere.
Business owners, this is Pat Casal, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
KMCQ on time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Yeah, Casey, you just missed it a couple of moments ago. There is some activity there on the left shoulder. That is eastbound Summerlin Parkway. That's after Buffalo. Looks like a stalled vehicle. Can't really tell what they're doing out there. We're also getting some heavy volumes there on the Beltway. 215 eastbound at Green Valley, 215 west at Valley Verde. And expect some congestion as you try to make your way there to the 215 through the airport tunnel. Southbound Paradise at Russell, a little bit congested as you try to work your way through there. And the road work continues, that construction, both directions. That's on Nellis Boulevard between Tropicana and Craig.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are still on verdict watch in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder case. Two counts of murder. This is going to be interesting. The fact that they have not, they've been at it for 3 or 4 hours and they still have not reached a verdict is a little scary if you're Kyle Rittenhouse. We'll talk about that in just a bit. First, though, I had a chance to visit with Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, just after the legislature gaveled out of a special session dealing with redistricting. We knew going in that Democrats had the votes to do just about whatever they wanted. The big question was, and I put it to Scott Hammond, how bad is it?
Yeah, they do. They impact all of them. It's a radical change. Obviously, redistricting is definitely going to always be a little different because you're moving the population around and trying to do that. What we tried to show them is that the maps that they drew, first of all, in some areas, they're probably going to be unconstitutional. They left a little piece up in Eureka with 25 people in a district. Well, it took a part of Eureka that had about 25 people in it and put it in a different district than the rest of that population. And they did that in several different places. In Reno, they took a part there in Reno that is the Verdi and Somerset areas of Reno. You actually have to go through, and then they put it together with Elko County and much of the land that's way over there that's actually closer to Salt Lake than it is to Reno, and they took that. You'd have to go, those people who live in Verdi in Somerset, they literally have to go, they can't go through a mountain, so they have to go through two, maybe three other Senate districts in order to connect to their other district. But, you know, if you just look at the mountains, and then I guess that they're connected. So they did a job. They put together a map, and they could have done a much better job. In the assembly, the SB1, which is where, you know, the legislative maps, it actually had bipartisan opposition. You actually had one Democrat who said, no, this, we could have done better. And what they could have done better in is this. There are four things that we kept harping on over and over again. You know, if you're going to do this right according to the Constitution, you have to consider, you know, what I call ACDC, accountability, compactness, competitiveness, and diversity. And the maps that we drew up for them in showing that you can do this in a much better way, the deviation that we got down to was, in many of the districts, less than 1%, right? And for perspective, just so people out there know, when you're drawing up congressional districts, you have to make sure the difference between one district and another district is one person. Well, with our maps, you can have a deviation up to 10%, not just 10 people, 10%, but most of the time people try to get under 5. Well, the more you get under that number, the better representation you have, as long as you're keeping districts together, compactness, making sure communities of interest are put together, and then making sure that you're accountable and you're making competitive districts. You're making competitive districts that, you know, anybody can compete in. And then for me, that means the nonpartisans as well. I mean, the nonpartisans now make up a third of our population, our voting population, and they're very underrepresented in the maps that we drew up. The Democrats put together maps that are about 3% in most of the districts, sometimes under 3%. Most of ours were 1. The maps that we created show that you can actually have more minority-majority districts, districts that, you know, represented more of the minority community that was in that area. And so because of that, Latinos, many of their groups are up here complaining and saying that you can do better. But they didn't do much. I mean, in the end, the maps are what they are for 10 years, and we'll see if anybody challenges them in court. I suspect that what we saw in Eureka is probably going to be fixed, because I don't think that you can put 25 people in one little area and then put it together with a bunch of other ones, because that 25 people, they're not, I don't think they even have 10 people in that, within that 25 that are eligible to vote, and I don't think that that's legal. So anyway, we'll see challenges to this. I don't know from where. I know that the state Republican Party has been fundraising for a while now, trying to get ready for this. So I'm hoping that they will step up to the challenge.
Again, joining us, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Anybody in particular that is in trouble or may have to change districts because of what the SB1 has in it?
Well, yeah, there's going to be quite a few, actually. I mean, you look at my colleague up in the north, Senator Gansert, she had a district going into this. Again, the two districts, the two areas I talked about, Verdi and Somerset, and Reno, linking them up. They're on the far east side of this district. And then you've got all the way over to Elko and areas almost in the Utah border that they're linked up with. She went from a district that was, I think, plus two or three to a minus seven. So there's a 9-point twist right there. So she, you know, that's going to put her district in jeopardy. Matter of fact, most of Washoe County will now have probably Democratic representation because of what they did with the maps. They're, you know, District 12, which was formerly held by Joe Hardy, they moved that number and they moved that whole district over. And now that district is going to be a plus seven for Democrats. Then you have, and then Joe Hardy's district is now Senator Keith Pickard's district. They put him in that district. So, and that district is actually much better than it was before. So what they essentially did is they put more Republicans in districts. And that way they could, they consolidated Republicans in order to put more Democrats in other areas, but completely forgot about all those nonpartisans and independents, to be honest with you. Those are the ones who really, you know, their voices are going to be diminished unless, of course, they start demanding we make changes to those laws.
Let me ask you, everything I heard over the weekend was that no one seemed to be happy with the maps being drawn up with SB1. Minorities, Hispanics, others are not happy, the Republicans not happy, and yet was the vote strictly along party lines?
No. In the Senate, it was. All the Republicans voted no, all the Democrats voted yes. In the Assembly, you had a Democrat who broke ranks and voted no. That was Assemblyman Edgar Flores, who, again, with our maps, we actually created 10 districts that had over 40% population Hispanic. And their maps only 7. So we basically showed the Latino community that they can actually have more representation with maps that are drawn with consideration of competitiveness, making sure you include folks who are nonpartisan, independent, Republican, and Democrat, making sure you're not putting a majority Democrat district together when there's actually a lot more nonpartisans in certain districts. So that vote was split. So there was a bipartisan no vote.
Wow. Can you stay with us just a couple of minutes?
I wish I could, but I'm going to be on the road here in a second. So
headed home.
I'm heading home right now. I'm driving, and I'll be in no contact Nevada somewhere in about 10 minutes.
Okay, fair enough. Let me just keep you another minute or two. When do we start talking about court action, and who is it that will initiate?
Well, we don't know for sure. We have to wait and see who has standing. Like I said, we just got done finishing our court case. I don't know if we'll have the bandwidth to do this, but we also have to see how other counties have been affected. There might be counties that want to get involved because they feel like they've been disenfranchised. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen within the week, I believe. We can't wait around and we have to initiate something quickly. So I think that you're going to see some sort of lawsuit come out rather quickly. Senator Settlemyer he's going to make statements later on this to the press. So we'll find out who might be helping us out with this. But it is a monumental effort. You know, it's not easy to bring a lawsuit.
Indeed, it does not. Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, winging his way home after the special session. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, the home of Misfits Poker League, every Sunday morning at 11. That's Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. We're not gonna take it. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Hey, Chuck, you've said before that the DLC has processed over 2 million applications. What about the folks who were denied?
Craig, I love this question, and the answer is simple. If you were denied a loan in the past and are still looking for a loan, before you go somewhere else and pay way too much, give us another shot. Everyone's situation changes. You may have a co-signer, a new job, a raise, who knows? But we would sure like the chance to try and help you out.
I'm telling you, it seems like my credit score goes up and down each month.
Another great point. We don't use a traditional credit score at Dollar Loan Center, so if your credit isn't great, we can still help. You don't even need a checking account, and we give you longer to pay back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They're still deliberating in Kenosha, Wisconsin, believe it or not. They will be finishing up for the day momentarily. But Paul Bucher, defense attorney that was on CNN, says he thinks they're going to get a conviction on one count, and one count only. And he doesn't know which count it's going to be, but that they will essentially convict him on one count. Might be a lesser count, but that he thinks that they'll get him on something. They won't just let him go scot-free. I happen to feel the other way, but again, the longer this thing goes, the worse it is for Kyle Rittenhouse. I just get a bad feeling the longer this thing goes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. I've got some amazing news I just can't wait to share with you. Maybe you're like me. Years of overdriven radio station headphones have caused serious hearing loss. I kept asking friends and family, huh? What? All became a part of the conversation. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been over the top great. But it gets better. They've even hooked me up to my smartphone so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm getting ready to go down to T-Mobile Arena and watch the Golden Knights and Carolina, the Hurricanes. It'll be my first game since the pandemic. Yeah. I mean, it's been a long, long, long dry spell. So I'll be going down there and having some fun. And who knows? We might even get a win. And by the way, to Gentleman Jim, we're going to be missing at least one player. Marchessault, I guess, is not going to be in the lineup. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, that's correct. He's on the COVID-19 list.
Oh no!
Yeah, joining Jan Mark, and there's one more, William Carrier. So we're missing a left winger, Jonathan Marchessault, left winger William Carrier, and now another left winger, Mattias Janmark. So if we could only be missing a few left wingers in politics.
Wouldn't that be the way to go? That's incredible.